Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
And welcome. I can't even talk. I'm so excited about this episode, Sage. I wasn't this excited, but now I'm like super excited. And I feel like it's totally appropriate that we are finally doing this episode. If you are new to Florida Grown Femmes, it's in the title. We're from Florida. Woo! We're also part of the good part of Florida, the 941, where we have the better water. So yeah, we're throwing down fighting words today towards Floridians. This is the type of Florida episode that, man, the Floridian is going to come out in us. So, I mean, before we go any further, Sage, please, please tell our audience what the question of the week is, day is, whatever our question is.
The question of today is Florida really that crazy?
Yes. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Like, that's the great part. It is. It's just as wild as you think it is. And I can't believe, like, now that we're old enough, like I'm almost 32 in a month. I'm like, it is wild that we fucking grew up here. Yeah, like, this survived. Is a wild. Yeah. You survived. I'm still here.
We survived. You are still every day surviving Florida.
I'm surviving every day. I am a Florida survivor. I'm a native. That's the other thing too, is Sage and I, there's not a lot of people, especially where we're at, where born and raised. We've been pretty open about it. We're from Manatee County, Florida. Sage is even, I feel like, an extra dose of like salty Floridian, because she grew up on the actual island and I had to walk to it versus she was just on the sand. So like, we come from a beach town. I feel like this saying in high school became really popular, where like, we live where you vacation. And I thought that was just like a cool thing to say, but yeah, bitches come here to vacation and we're just here all the time. Like, people have to pay $5,000 a night sometimes for these Airbnbs, like that mega mansion next to your grandma's house. That's like $1,000 a night Airbnb. And like, your grandma been there like, I don't know, ever. And like,
that house has a breeze walkway. Oh my God. From one side to the other, a breeze walkway.
It's not even on the water. It's on the corner lot. Like, it's like you have to.
It is on a canal.
Oh,
it's very like kind of barely on the canal in the back.
I feel like you can only fit a canoe back there. Anyway, so we are true Floridian natives. We out here strong, salt light, salt water. Like,
I've never heard you say salt light before in my life. Oh, that was beautiful. Oh my God, that was amazing.
Oh, my Floridian girl just came out. People are like, what the fuck are they talking about? All the Floridians listening are like, this is it. They get it.
It is.
Okay, so to start off with, I hope we can get through these headlines, because nothing said, like, everybody knows about our Florida man headlines. And so Sage has found some of the greats of these great Florida man headlines. And Sage, just knock, here the headline, Florida man headlines. This is what Florida is.
Okay, here they go. These are actual headlines of things that really happened. Number one, Florida man wears F the police shirt, wins his case.
Yes.
Okay, number two, Florida man attacked during selfie with squirrel.
Read that again.
Florida man attacked during selfie with squirrel.
That probably happened at USF, by the way. I bet $5 those squirrels are motherfucking vicious at USF Tampa. They give no fucks. They have been over domesticized. They are like, this is our table. Like, yeah, not a game down here. Not a game. Watch out for the squirrels.
Okay. This one, I mean, just only like, okay. Florida man breaks into jail to hang with friends.
Yes.
Okay. This one is I think my favorite. Okay. Florida man who tried to run to Bermuda in an inflatable bubble is rescued by the Coast Guard again. Oh my God. He's a repeat offender.
Okay. Coast Guard knows him. Like, hey, Bob.
Florida man denies drinking and driving, says he only swigged bourbon at stop signs.
I mean, he's technically right, though. You know, those technicalities. He's like, I wasn't drinking and driving. I was park bitches.
Okay. Florida man arrested for assaulting girlfriend with fried chicken. Okay. Florida man. Oh my God. This one, I just can't even understand the context. Florida man disguises himself in bull costume as he tries to burn down former lover's house with pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce?
Yes, I said with pasta sauce. That one even came with a photo, so it's real.
Really?
Okay. Florida man charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing an alligator through Wendy's drive-thru window.
I saw that video. He did. He threw the fucking alligator through. It was like one of those putt-putt ones like that you see at like the golf course, the mini ones. That he's
oh, the baby ones. Oh, great. Yeah.
This is why Vern Buchanan, our congressman, had to come up with that exotic animal law where he's like, y'all can't just have whatever animals you want. There's a reason it was a Florida congressman that was like, listen, we got too many exotic animals, people. We got too many people just buying shit out there. He's like, we don't need tigers out here. We don't need iguanas. We don't need any of these
crazy Carol Baskin.
That's why, you know, it had to be a Florida congressman that was like, listen, we've gotten too wild. We've gotten too wild. We can't just keep
eating. Why did we never do an episode on Joe Exotic?
Oh my.
Okay. Later, friends. Later.
Tiger King episode.
But that whole thing was just, that was just like Florida through and through. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole nother episode. Okay. I have a few more.
Yes.
Florida man gets tired of waiting at the hospital, so he steals an ambulance and drives home.
To be fair, it is a line, you know?
I know.
Takes forever.
Okay. The Florida man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom wall, ran away naked into woods.
Classic.
That feels reasonable.
Classic. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's a few more good ones. A Florida man pauses police chase to rehydrate with stolen Capri Sun. He says smoking crack makes him thirsty. It's a Capri Sun for me. It's like Capri Sun.
It's so,
that is so
Florida. Recharge.
Florida man steals neighbor's peacock, gets chased by angry birds. There's that.
By the way, Sarasota also got wild peacocks. Not allowed to touch them, y'all. Can't do that. Same. It's a thing used around to live here.
Naturally on AMI, but they like the population depleted. Anyways, last one. Last one, and if this is not Florida for you, okay, Florida man once arrested for fighting drag queen with tiki torch runs for mayor.
The drag queen is running against her too. Like, he's like, my turn.
Oh my God. I just like, okay, themes throughout all of this, obviously drugs and alcohol
and animals.
Animals, what is up with the animals?
Yeah, I also was just thinking, it just came out this past weekend, dude, that another guy got bit by a shark out here, you know, survived, the typical kind of deal. But the number of people I was thinking that I'm like, that I know just locally that got bitten by sharks that have like, or had to fight a shark off, like those tales that we hear, I'm like, that's not normal. You know, I don't think other people like in other states have like, no, multiple people with shark attack stories that live to tell the tale. Right, but like I think his name was Casey. The year after we graduated that summer, and he was the captain of the football team, quarterback or whatever. We definitely weren't paying attention at that time. But he and Connor Bystrom and those couple of guys, they went out and spearfishing while they're out in the water. Dude gets bit by a shark. He gets starting to get dragged, and all the guys started to have to kill, like beat the shark. They get him away, but he still has, it literally looks like a motherfucking shark bite on his leg. It is. They like got him away. They're local heroes. That's a thing. I just saw on the Mayaka page, a dude beating back a gator with a paint can. He's like, bitch, get back. Like, which by the way, yeah, do not, if you come to Florida, it's not a game. Do not throw food in the water. A gator will come. They're not cute. They look chill. They'll get you. Like every time. I feel like people underestimate gators and the amount of gators that are here in Florida, but it's not like the quicksand where you hear about it in the movies and you never see it. Gators down here are a thing. Like, gotta watch out.
Yeah.
Gators and sharks.
You know, okay. Here. That's another thing. So throughout this episode, I do want to just like splash in little details of things I've learned from living abroad that either that are just not normal.
Yeah.
that occur in Florida that are not normal anywhere else.
Mm, yes.
I, as a Floridian, refuse to swim in brackish water. So yeah. Like, you know, water where you can't see all the way, you know, to the ground because of creatures in Florida, like alligators. And my friends here used to make fun of me. I was like, bro, no, I'm scared. You know, I know that there are no alligators
out here.
I'm still scared. I'm like traumatized. I can't, like, no, I don't do it.
Yeah,
like, oh no.
We get taught, like, for, I was thinking, I got taught the stingray shuffle from the second I was like, started going.
Yeah.
Like, that was something you're taught. And the same thing with, like, you hear this, it's kind of sad out here, but you mm-hmm. hear it, like, when you hear people get, like, caught in the current or the riptide, it's always the tourists. And it's because it's like, same thing. You're taught here almost how, like, at a kid, almost how to get out of it, how to know you're about to get in it, and like mm-hmm. where to watch out for it. So it is, like, very interesting to have, like, these random, like, water skills. But also, speaking of water, I think you just touched on something. So in Florida, and I can say this for a fact, this is every Floridian thinks they have the best beach.
Yeah, of course.
Now, it just happens to be, data don't fucking lie, we do have the best beach in the motherfucking world, okay? Like, that's just a fact, okay? Anna Maria.
Only on the west coast of Florida, though.
Yeah, if you're on the west coast, Tampa Bay, like, we have warm water, clear water. Like, it's never colder than 75 degrees. Like, we are the best. Our sand is, like, powder soft. So, to be fair, everything is shit compared to us. You go into, like, other, that is a Floridian thing that you can't go to other beaches and, like, not judge it because you're like, excuse me, I've had perfection. How dare you?
Speaking of that, though, and the swimming. So I lived on Maui 3 months. And the first weekend I was there, of course, we went to the beach with a bunch of people. I was the only person who didn't get in the water because I said, I have no idea about the currents here. Mm-hmm. I have no idea about the riptides and I respect the ocean. And I was not going to get in without knowing. Then the very next day we had a talk about the riptides and the currents from mm-hmm. the staff at the school where I was at. And lo and behold, people had drowned from that school because they had went swimming before this lecture, whatever. And even in our school, people almost drowned because of the riptides. So it is a no freaking joke.
Yeah. You got to respect the ocean. I feel like that's something too. If you so grow much respect. Up here, like, especially if you, as a kid and stuff, like if you grow up here through, especially elementary, middle school, I feel like after, if you move in here in high school, you don't have as much respect for the ocean as you do when you grow up here, because you mm-hmm. do, you just hear these stories, unfortunately. And it's probably like in other places where you hear like farm accidents or hunting accidents and stuff that are more common. Like mm-hmm. here, obviously we have a lot more like drowning and exotic animal deaths than probably other states, but like Florida's wild, but like that is like the beach and stuff. That's the reason I still live here. You know, the number one reason, like, remember, like I lived in Jersey for a little while and I remember calling my mom, like, why is it dark at 3 o'clock? Like, what the fuck? Like, where is the sun? Like, why is it doing this? Like, what the fuck? I'm only a couple states away. I don't understand. Like, I was so upset. And so, like, I mean, I love being close to the beach. I'm fortunate enough that it's a, you know, 15 minute drive, 20 minute drive. I mean, there's been a few recently, like 941 has, like, Manatee County is very good about public beach access. There's always a couple like hiccups here and there, but those always get like squashed pretty quickly because around here, like the locals will fight you for the beach access. So it is. One of the cool things around here is that, like, I feel like unlike other states, you have a little bit more of appreciation for conservancy. Like, you kind of just grow up knowing that you have to take care of the water and the animal, like things like that. So it's like,
yeah, definitely.
That's one of the cool things about living in Florida. You do get that and the best produce. We produce 42% of oranges for America.
Like, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And the better oranges too, you can tell.
Okay, you just mentioned that we're from Manatee County again. This reminded me of something else that I didn't realize until I left Florida, was our area, specifically the obsession with manatees.
Yes, everything. Manatees, the sea cow. Yes, specifically.
Yeah, Manatee High. We went to Manatee High off Manatee Avenue. There's Manatee Memorial Hospital. Like, Manatee's freaking everywhere. We had a mascot called Snooty.
SCF, they changed it to the Manatee. Remember, they changed it from the Lancer to the Manatee at SCF?
Yep. SCF, yep. We had Snooty, who unfortunately passed away, which we are still unhappy about.
But
some people had never heard of a manatee.
Or seen a manatee.
I've definitely seen manatees. But like, I didn't realize that was weird that like a area could be so obsessed with an animal, you know?
I didn't know that. And so like, it is wild how, and like when Snooty died, like, for anybody who's probably wondering what we're talking about, if you've ever seen Parks and Rec in the episode about like the little pony that like, I can't remember why, little Sebastian. That is Snooty in Bradenton.
Mm-hmm.
When he died, and again, like, you can mention this to people still, like people are, I'm like, ah! Like, I'm still like, ah! My heart! That is the definition.
There was no justice.
Was us. I think they were based on us. Like, that is the one, and the parks department here. I might be based off that because our parks department is the, like, we are well fucking funded.
It's true.
So many parks here. I'm across the street from like the county, like gym, GT Bray of like parks and stuff. And like, they just spent like $1 million on these new pickleball courts. Like, it is not a game down here.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah. Something else though, because not everything about Florida is sunshine and rainbows, sunshines and manatees. Let me just say something about driving in Florida. Okay. Yes. So one time I was in a car with Timon here in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and Timon told me, because I'm the kind of person unfortunately in the passenger seat who's like holding on to the thing and like taking my break, you know, and stuff. And he was like, Sage, in Germany, you can trust that the other drivers are going to follow the rules. And I was like, I laughed so hard. And I was like, do you understand? I come from a place where you have to assume that the other people are going to break the rules at all.
Yes.
At all times. There is no driving in Florida unless it's defensive driving, or you are for sure in an accident. Okay.
For sure. Sure. Like, and that's another thing. Like, every state, like, they're like, oh, we have bad drivers. Listen, it is nothing compared to Florida. Like, you know, immediately when you drive in, it's different. Like, it's different. Yeah. Like, I remember Greg, like, when I drove back from Kansas City, when I moved back from Kansas City, Greg, I remember the second we, like, 10 minutes into Florida, he's like, wow, this entire trip I've been on cruise control until we hit Florida. Like, and then he's like, now I'm on it. Like, he's like, you can't not break away. And it's true. It's like, you know, LA, like, you don't have bad drivers. You have a lot of drivers.
Right.
New York City, I'll give you that. Like, lines are a game. There are no, like, in the city, like, you don't, if you fit, it's good. Like, that's good. Like, you're good. Like, that's a wild game. That's the only other place. But Florida, it's everywhere. And Sage is right.
Yeah.
You always assume that the person in front of you is going to fuck it up. Like, they're going to turn without a turn signal.
Yeah.
They're not going to use the turn lane to turn. They're going to turn from the outer lane through the turn line. Like, they are.
They're going to do a U-turn where it says, don't do a U-turn.
Oh my God. Everything. Also, like, how are these people who are living in mountain states, who are in these windy little mountain like roads, you were going 15 under on a straightaway going 30 miles an hour. Like, it is like, what? Like, how did these people come here and then become terrible? Like, yeah, it is not a game. We do have the worst drivers, and other states is like a vacation when you drive out of here.
It's like a video game driving in Florida.
Oh my God, it's so like aggressive.
But it's real.
Yeah, I don't, like, I've gotten in so many accidents. Like, I've gone to Europe twice from my, like, car insurance, like, from my payouts because of my, like, that's what it's like in Florida. And they weren't my fault either. That's how I got.
Yeah, well, that's.
But, yeah. So I went to Europe, y'all. Car accidents in Florida.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah.
Florida.
Something I'm semi-embarrassed to say that I miss about Florida.
Okay.
Is Jimmy Buffett cover musicians.
We got so many.
I know. At every restaurant that has any type of outdoor seating, especially on the water, you're gonna have a cover guy with a guitar, probably one of those little harmonica things that like hangs, you know, on the mouth. And they all sing Jimmy Buffett cover songs.
Yeah, a lot of Grateful Dead listening.
And what?
I said, it's been a lot of Grateful Dead cover bands around here too. But yeah, it's like Jimmy Buffett, Grateful Dead, mix of reggaeton.
It's just like, it's the same thing everywhere you go. And I am ashamed to say that I really miss it.
It's nice. It's relaxing. Like, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's like, and then like they don't even have like the metal drum, but it's just like the metal drum like on some like recorded audio thing where it's like ding 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 ding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh my god, I miss it though. I really do. I've killed Janet. I'm so sorry.
I'm just laughing at that, like your steel drum thing, because it's so fucking true. It's like a little keypad thing that they hit. It's the sound. It's not the actual.
I know. It's not an actual. Yeah, sorry, steel drum. I don't know what the name of that thing is even. I just don't. I've never seen one. I've only seen the keypad. Ding, 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 ding.
Sam doesn't even know what a steel drum looks like. Just heard the sounds. Don't even know.
I only know the sounds. And when I hear the sound of a steel drum, I automatically think I could use some grouper right now.
I go for some snapper.
that is a difference I think between Janet and I too, is that I like seafood. Janet's not such a
yeah person. I'm not your typical Floridian. I actually do not like seafood, neither. Like, my sister's vegetarian, but even growing up and stuff, my sister and I were always the weird kids, because we literally were like, we didn't even hide it. We're like, ew, fish, gross, like disgusting, fishy, bleh. And so like, it's only recently that I've been trying, like out of Patrick's friend Trace, he loves fishing and he loves cooking, and so like he's been trying to get me to try things and stuff, so I know I like snapper, like I like snapper, I like some, like grouper's okay, but yeah, I'm like, I definitely don't like a lot of seafood and stuff, or like fishing and stuff, so that's definitely a weird thing. Like on Tinder, like those years I was on Tinder, it was like every other dude had that fishing pick. Like it, I was like, that's cool. Like, this is not going to work out, because I couldn't even hold that thing. I'm afraid of big fish, to be honest. Like, that's why I don't also want to go scuba diving. Like, fishes shouldn't be that big. Like, I don't like it.
Like, because you're small, Janet. And like the ratio is just not fair between you and the big fish, you know?
Right. You were at a disadvantage when you were in the water. Like on land, that's
true. Top of the food
chain. In the water, bottom. I don't like those odds. Like,
no, that's fair. I see your point now. Yeah, that's fair.
Fish are scary. So yeah, I was also, it's always been weird where like people wanted to go on like seafood dates or things like that. And I would get like, you know, a burger. Always real awkward. Speaking of, like, I don't know why this popped in my head, but I feel like it's really important for the world to know about some of our, like, what do you do when you live in Florida? Like, what do you do to entertain yourself as like a child and stuff? And I just want people to know how Sage and I used to entertain ourselves in high school.
Oh god.
Okay, one, I also don't know, like, then gas prices are crazy now, but even then they were crazy. It's like, I don't know if other states do this, but like, we would just drive around for hours, like listening to music. But somewhere in like college, we decided to up our game. Or no, it was high school. It was high school. We were like, we would see. The other thing about Florida, it's always under construction. There's always something under construction in Florida. Mm-hmm. But Sage and I used to steal traffic cones and then leave them on our friend's like front door. Usually it was like something tied to it as well. Like, you know, like cookie dough or like balloons or card chalk.
I feel like steal is a really incriminating word.
Statute of limitations on rape. There's got to be a statute of limitations on theft of traffic cones. The fuck? I'm going to court over that one. Like,
okay. I'm just going to say we moved them.
Yeah, we moved them.
Because technically we don't have them in our possession anymore.
We transported them. Like,
We transported a lot of traffic cones.
Yeah, I remember my mom that, like, she works construction. She's like, Janet, traffic cones are so expensive. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I didn't know.
And same thing, Cappy, her boyfriend, when he works for the county, he was like, don't ever steal those again, because I'll steal them back. And I'm like, what? He's like, they're expensive. I'm like, traffic cones are apparently like hundreds of dollars. And I like had no idea. So yeah. Stupid. First of all, well, they're getting run over. They should be $5. Like,
I know, right?
Stupid. But yeah, we just transported them. It's fine. They made it back.
True. They were missed. It's true.
Things were fine.
Oh man. Good old Florida. And the nice thing about Florida is that, you know, you could also just go sit on the water at any time.
Yeah, they that's free. Yeah, it's free.
It was free. Yeah, it was free. It still is free someplace.
To be clarified, at night is technically the beach closes at sundown. So you're supposed to, like, the cops do, like, kind of patrol the public beaches at night and stuff. So, like, if you're out, I remember being out in high school, like, we used to have, like, moon beach parties. We were not cool kids where we would hang out at night at the beach. And I remember, like, at the cops, like, around, like, 11 or 12 would be like, I know you guys are not causing any trouble, but you guys need to leave.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're the island cops. Ooh, pool hopping. That just reminded me. I don't know if other people did that, but that was definitely an activity back in the day on the island and around here is pool hopping.
It is still an activity.
I feel like it's a lot harder now. I feel bad for the kids today because I'm like, there's a lot more security cameras, a lot more Ring doorbells, a lot more, like, it was a lot easier to get into the hotel pools back in high school and early college than it is today because they've also caught on. Like, they're like, I remember just being able to say, like, oh yeah, we go here, we're renting that room, and they're like, oh okay. Now they're like, what's your last name and what is your exact room number, and you're like, yeah. 3F.
I'm in a 3F.
It's under Johnson. Under my mom's maiden name. Just
hope for the best.
Yeah. Okay, I gotta go. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Florida, you are wild.
Yeah.
You are
so
wild and crazy.
Yeah. So Florida, in conclusion, is Florida this crazy? Yes. Yes, it is. It is definitely a place where you should visit. Like, we have the greatest beaches, as we said. Living here, if you get a house, like, it's great. I mean, the taxes are low. It's a little difficult now, the affordable housing scale, but
I guess that
place to live, entertainment all the time.
I didn't say actually why I think it's so crazy. And I do think it's crazy. It's a combination. It's the heat.
Yes.
For sure.
It
is the very available and wide variety of drugs in Florida because it's a tourist destination. So we have, like, a plethora of very different types of drugs. That's pretty common in touristy areas, though.
Yeah.
And then you have this, like, retired population.
Yeah.
So that's, like, mostly the driving thing.
Well, it's also they're retired and they give no fucks anymore. So, like, you have, like, a majority of the population that gives no fucks. So, like, it is.
Yeah, it's actually
no fuck attitude around here.
If you think about the amount of people who are using, like, really extreme drugs, plus the amount of people who are retired and give no fucks, the amount of people give no fucks in Florida is, like, really big percentage of people, you know? Like, it's a majority. It's, like, I don't know, maybe 70-90% of the people. Which could be why it's so crazy.
Also, even more people, like, crazier people have moved down here because DeSantis is like, we're the freest state. So if you like freedom, move down here. And it's like, oh, like, I don't need all these people on my roads. It was already crowded.
Like, oh, and love bugs.
Oh yeah, that UF did that, by the way. Like, they manufactured in the lab, y'all. UF did that. It was, they gave us Gatorade and love bugs. It was a weird combo. But
I forgot about Gatorade.
They kind of counterbalanced. They were like, we gave the world Gatorade and now love bugs.
Like, when I think back to Gatorade, though, it's kind of like drinking, like, fruity sweat. That's what it tastes like to me.
Slana, no, Gatorade, but it's a classic Floridian drink. You got to support. It's just like Tropicana with the orange. Like, you can't be Powerade. Like, you can't be drinking Pepsi. Like, you got to support. Tropicana. Oh yeah, we also have Tropicana. Like, that's the other thing specifically about our area is, like, the smell of burnt orange peels. Like, that's a weird thing to, like, say that, like, I used to miss that smell, like, you know, smelling the burnt oranges in the morning and stuff, like, especially, like, Sunday mornings going into, that was, like, the drive into, like, church and stuff. Like, my mom would take 301 and I knew I was gonna smell Tropicana. So
yeah, we could even smell it from my dad's house and, like, hear the train.
from the trains, the train that always carries the oranges and stuff. That's always, like, I guess other places they have like apples or other produce and stuff, or, you know, cows and stuff that they're transporting on our trains, but we got oranges.
Well, that's another thing, is that when, after living in Germany, I realized that trains do other things besides carry oranges, like carry people. I thought the trains were just like, you know, I didn't know people rode trains.
I literally thought it was like a romanticized myth that people traveled on trains. Like, I really only thought that, like, the closest things that, like, the train was like the subway in New York. Like, I really thought that. I know, I actually did think that for like the longest time, because that I thought trains just weren't, they just carried things now. Like, we transition out.
okay, last thing that just came to my mind: hurricane parties.
Ooh, hurricane parties.
Okay, hurricanes in general and how Floridians deal with hurricanes is just,
you know how long someone's been living here by how well they take care of their house. Because here's my thing: my dad's been living here his entire life, refuses to put a board up on the window. Literally, like, the last, I remember Irma when we were in the house, and goddamn, that squirrel got in. That was scary. And like,
I didn't know about the squirrel.
Oh my god, that's scary. But I remember my dad being like, I like, these windows are supposed to be able to resist like hurricane 3 winds. I'm like, dad, it's supposed to be a 5 tonight. He's like, yeah. he was like, we have homeowners insurance. And then that night when he checked, he was like, interesting. He's like, this says that we only get covered under flood insurance if the water comes through the window. So it can't like flood through, like water seeping in. He's like, so if it starts to flood, we're breaking a fucking window. He was like, we're branching that through. Like, yeah. So you got to be hurricane fair. Parties. Got to think about all the things that you could be needing to worry about. Got to stock up on the water. Got to stock up on your batteries. Got to stock up on your candles. And but like, yeah, it's like,
I will never forget after one hurricane though. My dad used to have a Honda Del Sol, which is like riding an inch off the ground. Okay.
Yeah.
And it had flooded pretty bad after, I can't remember what hurricane was. That was probably like 10. And we straight up drove my dad's little Honda Del Sol to Denny's for breakfast. It may have just been the eye of the hurricane. I don't even know the hurricane was over. Okay.
True. We were going out in the eye of the hurricane way too much. Like,
but my dad, I don't know, for some reason needed pancakes, eggs, and bacon when hurricane wasn't even gone.
Denny opened though. You know Denny's is open. Don't worry, they're working through the hurricane. They got you.
they were there, honey. They were there. It was still raining. It was still flooding, but we made it to the Denny's. Oh my god.
Yeah, hurricanes, you don't take seriously, I feel like, until it's a hurricane 3. That's when you're like, okay. Need to take some considerations, need to think about it. Like, need to decide. But yeah, I feel like a true Floridian doesn't get nervous until it's a Cat 3. Yeah. And then after that, it's just a decision of like, well, I have pets. And is this a trailer park? Like, okay, what am I close to the beach? I think there's only been like one time. I feel like it was Irma like a few years ago where it was like a mandatory evacuation off the island. Mm-hmm. And there was a few hardcore, like there was a good like 30% of the island that was like, fuck your evacuation. Like,
I know. I'm related to at least 3% of that number you just said.
I know. I was like, your family was about a good 10% of that.
Some kind of percentage. I don't know how many, but not that great.
Sage's grandma was having the hurricane party out on the island. She was we're not on the sand.
I love you, grandma, if you're listening. Hurricanes are wild. And I just remember as a kid being excited that we were going to get a hurricane day off from school.
Yeah, that was the best part, is that we didn't have snow days. We had hurricane days.
And I never really knew we were in danger, because none of the adults never, ever acted like we were in danger, you know? But I do remember as a kid watching on the news as all the schools were going by on the bottom. It was like, you were just like glued to the television, like, dear God, please be my school. Please be my school.
Yes, that's how you found out. You had to put on the county news 9 and you had to wait for the scroll.
News 9. Yes. I can't remember if it was by county or by school, but you were just like eyes glued. Like, you were just waiting to see your freaking, you just wanted to see it so bad, you know?
Oh my God, before websites were updated and stuff, we had to wait. That's how you found out your information.
Yeah, a little ticker tape on Bay News 9. I do recall Weather on the Nines. Classic.
Weather on the Nines.
Okay. Last thing. I swear to God. Last thing. I am obsessed with the radar. Like if there's rain forecasted, like I check the radar and I like see when the rain's coming. I like check the humidity and I'm like, I blame Bay News 9, honestly. Oh my
God. It, you know what? That is a cultural. I mean, I feel like it's a cultural thing. Like I remember like even when I was working at Felt, it would be like the last 15 minutes of work, everybody's screens would change to the weather channel and like looking at like, what are we driving into? What's that going to be? It is like checking the weather and the weather app and like what the weather is going to be. Like everybody knows what the weather is going to be. Like everybody, I feel like even as a kid, I was aware of like, okay, I should probably wear these sandals because it's going to be like rainy tonight. And then I can switch into this. Like, you know, like things that are going to dry quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man.
Classic. So weather. Yes, Florida is just as crazy as it sounds. Sage and I are obviously like, if you can't tell how Sage and I got our personalities, a lot of it has to do with our surroundings, aka Florida, like the wild, wild west in the east of the country.
It's a very humid, wild, wild southeast.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a very, very humid, wild, wild west. But yes, so that is, I was gonna say, I think we've answered the question of the day. I was like, is
Florida- oh crap, we forgot our segment.
Shoot. Which segment is that?
We were gonna do what's the 941.
Oh, we can still do that. We can still do that. We haven't wrapped up completely. Like,
okay.
Sage and I, that's right, as Sage said, like, what's the 941? Sage and I have done some internet sleuthing, as you will, as you do. We noticed some things, you know, for this is only probably for the hot goss for like the Christian evangelical community. But again, this is how well you know you're from Florida when you can tell what beach someone is at by the water they are showing in their Instagram, specifically even by county. Sage and I discovered that it looks like Carl Lentz is staying on Longboat Key based on the water. Based on the beaches. In his
photos, yes.
Based on some Instagram digging, when you know, you know. So just pointing that out there, what's in the 941? I mean, in general, we have a lot of celebrities that like to like hang out and vacation here, but it looks like we also have a nice new little neighbor around here that's enjoying our beaches.
Oh, looking more like a resident.
Yeah, looking more like a resident. I would take advantage too. Like, he's got the money, he can buy a nice Longboat Key house out there.
Yeah. Well, friends, that was the 941. And we are so glad that you were here with us today on our episode. We love our Florida Grown Femme community. We just want to remind you to subscribe, share, and you can write a review now on Spotify or Apple, of course. And if you want more, you should definitely subscribe. If you're into this kind of crazy, the Florida like craziness, like this is definitely the podcast for you to subscribe to. Am I right?
Absolutely. Exactly what Sage said. If you love our episode, please share it on your Instagram story and tag us so that we can add it to our story as well. Leave it a review because that honestly gets our page in front of new eyes and it means a lot to us. And like Sage says, we love this community. Thanks for coming into our DMs and commenting and showing us love. You know, until next time, y'all. We'll see you then.
Until next time. Bye.